We bow our heads in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, nourish us, feed us, give us the bread of life, that we may live and confess and rejoice in the power that we have through Christ's death and resurrection. May that be our proclamation in all that we do and say. In Jesus' name, amen. If you haven't figured it out, our theme today is about bread. Our hymns, much of what we talked about is about bread. A while back, our DC Angela was up here with a basket of apples. A variety of apples, and yet she talked about how, what? They are all what? Apples, yeah. They're all apples, right? Well, I got to thinking about that because there's a variety of breads. Actually, I had to go to the store and get it yesterday, and it sort of reminded me that there are a lot of breads out there. And it's hard to find just the one you want because, you know, I don't just care for white bread. That's okay. But I want certain types of bread. And I bet some of you are that way as well. And if you travel in other parts of the world, you will notice that unlike Americans where we have to have our potatoes and gravy and those kind of things, bread is a very subtle part of their lives. And almost every meal centers around bread as a staple. I remember being in Germany with my cousins, and every morning we didn't have bacon and eggs. We had a variety of breads every morning. And of course, you have your meats and all the other things, but you never had bacon and eggs. Not there. In other parts of the world where I've been, yes, bread is so important for their daily lives. And why do I talk about all that? Because you see, the reality is that bread is important. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. What does that mean for us in our world today? Some of you grew up with homemade bread. And if you're one of those that grew up with homemade bread, you probably liked it when mom went to the store, dad, and got a loaf of, yes, that bread. And some of us who grew up on the other, oh, how we enjoyed that smell and aroma when mom or grandma was making homemade bread. You can almost smell it here right now. And then, you know, it's even best when it comes out of the oven warm and you smear it with butter and, oh yeah. Isn't that wonderful? Sorry, I made you all hungry. But reality is, we need to talk about bread because we, just as we see in many parts of the world that bread is a staple to life, let us focus on the reality that Jesus, as the bread of life, is the real staple for our lives. It's important, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. What does that mean for us? How do we see that as we live out our lives? Because in our culture, we don't think a lot about what that really means. Then later on in verse 51, he says, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. I am the bread of life, that ego in me, that reality of the I am sayings that are in the book of John, and the Jews knew exactly what he was talking about. Jesus wanted it to be clear that for the believer, the real source of life was to be fed on Christ. It was an important concept for the Jewish mind. They understood what he meant when he said, I am the bread of life. This is crosstalk. It is faith talk. To eat this bread is the bread of life. To eat this bread is an act of faith. Important for us to talk about in our culture today. Cross, faith. What do they mean to you? How important are they in your life? For some of us, homemade bread is so much better than store-bought bread. But think about it, life would be totally different without that bread from heaven. If we don't know Christ, if we don't realize the importance of his death and his resurrection, it is to be like living life without bread. Look at the world around us that we live in. For many, in many parts of the world, just having bread, being safe, a roof over their head, are not worrying about, is this the place I will die today because I didn't agree with someone? When you've seen that kind of abject poverty, you get a different picture of life. It's hard for us as Americans to really understand why people flee other nations so readily. Because there are real struggles in the world far worse than you or I will ever see. And too often for many people, it's easier to sugarcoat their existence. And for them, having bread, having life, is a real struggle. And yes, there are a lot of issues resolved around that. But as Christians, you and I have a wonderful gift to give to the world, and that is that we have the bread of life. I am the bread of life, Jesus says. Life in Christ is far more. It's not just what you see and touch. It is far more than anything you think you have. It is far more than just a feeling, which many Americans, that's what they want. If I just feel good. That's not what it's about. It's far more than that. It's not whether it makes us feel good or bad. It's not about just fulfilling our dreams. It is about life in the name of Christ. It is about a journey or a walk of faith. It is more than just talking about Christ or singing beautiful hymns or sitting in a worship service. It is living empowered by that bread of life in Christ. It is about making a difference in what we say, what we think, and what we do. as Jesus spoke to the crowd, they had tasted of the grain and the fish, and the taste was still in their mouth. And what they wanted was more of the same. They may have remembered their forefathers who had ate the manna, and that manna had sustained them in their journey. They may have thought about their ancestors. And yet, their ancestors ate the manna and still died. Too often, we are guilty of sort of living the journey without focusing on what is really important in the midst of that journey. We pray in the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread. We're going to talk about that in a few moments and make confession in the fourth petition of the Lord's Prayer, that God does provide all that we need to sustain this body and life. We learned that in catechism. Jesus came into this world because sin and death and the power of Satan was active and real. He came to save you and me from death and eternal separation from him. Yes, Jesus fed the crowd. And what did they want? More of the same. Too often we are just like them. We love being fed, and what we want is more of the same. And yet reality is that God gives us everything we need. It's not about our want list. It's about our eternal salvation. Jesus gave that crowd that day a sign. Yes, he fed them with fish and loaves. But he also gave the children of Israel in their wanderings a sign. Every day they had their manna and their quail. Think about God at work in your life. Do we have signs? And if we do we just ignore them? Because we are so distracted by so many things. What God really desires is that our heart is a heart of faith that hungers and thirsts for what only God can give. As we did our confession, as we used the words of the psalmist there, taste and see that the Lord is good. Think about that. What does that mean? Taste and see that the Lord is good. In Christ's cross, death, and resurrection, we see the goodness of our God. And as we read from the epistle reading, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. How powerful is that? You and I have been given for our sins. You and I know the power of that forgiveness, to live in that power of forgiveness, to walk in love, as we see how Christ has loved us. Oh, it's easy to look around us and see the importance of bread for our daily lives. But what is more important for us is to focus on the real bread that came down from heaven. Not just that which feeds us for the moment, but needs to be fed over and over again. But that bread that promises to each of us, an eternal future. I am the bread of life, Jesus said. Live. Rejoice. Share together what that means in our lives as we live them in our time. Because we have been fed on the bread of life. I am the bread of life. Live it. Believe it. Enjoy it. In Jesus' name, amen.